Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm kind of bummed that you invited me into the studio because there's so much disturbing news that it's causing consternation and my blood pressure's going.
Well, Doug, but sometimes you have to sacrifice for other people.
You just have to face it. You have to face reality.
So we have Obama, Gosnell, we have Syria.
Those are the bad. But then we have Lila Rose,
and great
Tim Tebow.
Live action video.
Yes,
Tim Tebow is out.
So all of the indulgences that you've all been paying to the NFL, they've finally paid off.
Tim Tebow out of purgatory.
He's been released from purgatory. Rumors that he was buried in New Jersey next to Jimmy Hoffa proved to be untrue.
That's right.
He's apparently going to be allowed to leave and even show his face in public.
That's right.
And maybe even apply for a job elsewhere in the NFL.
So he'll be a free agent. This week.
I believe Thursday at 4 p.m.
Later this week.
Yes. We need to put a contract together. We could offer him a position with KGov.
Right here.
Absolutely. He could come in.
He could, well.
I don't know.
Well, maybe on Wednesdays we could squeeze him in.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know if his radio skills are.
Theology Thursday, Real Science Radio on Fridays. I don't know if he's up for those.
We could find a place for you,
Tim. Yeah, if people search for Tim Tebow records, NFL records, we're right up there at the top.
So you know Tim Tebow's mom has seen the KGov website.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Tebow's mom went and searched for his records.
She's even on our Tebow page.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which is still at the top of Google searches.
Yes.
For Tebow records.
So here's what's bothering me about that. I go, of course, to check out news on Tim Tebow. I go to ESPN. I pull up their website.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow's at the very top along with this Jason Collins.
Who?
Jason Collins. Jason. He's at the top of ESPN.
I never heard
Big
of the guy.
Big, bold letters.
I never heard of him. Who?
Of course you never heard of him until today because he came out as a homo
in the NBA. Okay. So Tebow's out and the homos are in.
Yes.
You know, Tim Tebow.
I hadn't even put that together. I'm more depressed. Now.
Tim Tebow was ratings gold, not for like Home and Garden TV.
No.
For the NFL, ratings gold.
His career could be worth billions to the NFL. Billions with a B.
Tremendous opportunity for the NFL to break record after record. But really, there is this hatred.
Yeah.
Of those who want to honor Jesus Christ publicly. Who are not ashamed.
That's right.
So some unknown homo.
A guy I never heard of.
Will
Jason
be
Collins.
Celebrated where, you know, Christians and homosexuality, they're mutually exclusive in the public square.
Yeah.
Once homosexuality, and this is what Focus on the Family never got and still hasn't, that they're mutually exclusive. Once homosexuality is treated with respect, Christians, forget about being sidelined or fringed. You're simply unacceptable. Mm. You are not accepted in the public square.
That's a fact.
Yeah. And so it's not just like any other sin.
Many sins,
they don't march down Main Street bragging, prideful that they're rapists or adulterers or whatever.
And maybe you can let me know if I went too far with a Christian friend in an email exchange. I used the term pervert when I was talking about, homosexuals like you just described, the pride types marching down the street publicly, open.
Sure.
Not only practicing it, but like Romans says, encouraging others to do so, approving of others who do so.
Right.
God hates that.
What did you go too far?
He was upset that I had used the word pervert, and I said,
oh, come on.
Well, anyway.
That is so ridiculous.
Oh, cool. I told him, I said, for you to tell a Christian
not to
use the word pervert when talking about homosexuals.
It's insane.
I think it's sinful to say that you can't call them perverts.
Right.
Because that's mild compared to what was written.
This is the nicer than God Christian mentality that would condemn Jesus Christ if he spoke.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he was way more harsh than we are. The Bible is way more harsh than we tend to be. Even on this show, and this is this the harshest Christian show, long-running Christian show broadcast?
Absolutely. Nobody else is even in the top 10. You have all top 10 slots.
You know, when you tune in a show and they say, brother, bless you for being here today.
Why, thank you.
It's not normal. It's not real.
No.
But to say that, look, homosexuals make me sick. That's real.
That they're perverts.
You can't. That's real.
Yeah, it is real.
Yeah.
And it's about time people woke up to the reality because I heard Dennis Miller. You're familiar with Dennis Miller, comedian, talk show host.
Pervert.
He Okay.
He's not a homo.
Well, he's pro-homo. He got
of
on TV.
Of course he's pro-homo.
Here's what he said. These words.
George W. Bush was pro-homo from the beginning. Yeah. His church was pro-homo. He appointed homosexual ambassadors. Of course. His father's the first to invite homos to the White House, you know, to honor them. So, of course. Who did you say?
Wow, Dennis Miller.
Of course, Dennis Miller.
Who voted
pro homo?
Anyway, Dennis said, "Look, I'm for gay marriage, but can't I get a day off from gay? Everywhere I turn, it's gay this and gay that and gay everything." And the fact is, Dennis, since you're going to allow them to be public and open about their sin, you cannot get a day off from it.
No.
In fact, it'll get worse and worse and worse,
right.
And they will end up dominating the whole civilization.
Right.
If we
of
don't
course.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And it's not looking good. And focus on the families. Their new tactic is this disengagement from the culture war.
Right. Yeah.
And a non-confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
And almost appeasement. Because, look, a couple years ago, they were supporting a civil union bill in Colorado. Focus on the family.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we believe homosexuality is sinful, but get real, you know, get with the times.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. It's shocking. But yeah. You can't say but after that. You can't say homosexuality is sinful, but
no.
You need to tell people it's
right.
Sinful and you need to repent.
Yeah.
Because they destroy their bodies and their souls,
so
perhaps.
We debated a leading homosexual activist, one of the top guys. Just go to kgov.com/homo.
Why am I not surprised that you have that link readily available?
Well, it's a shortcut URL. It's an alias.
And who's it about? Who is this
kgov.com/homo. Wayne Besson.
Okay.
Of TWO.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that'll lay out the case.
Please.
For people who are wondering, how do you respond to the homosexual, you know,
right.
claims?
So anyway, Jason Collins, NBA player. Nobody ever heard of him. He's played for half a dozen, exactly.
Oh.
Half a dozen teams. I think he's a free agent, which means he currently doesn't have a job. He's not on a team. And he's hoping to get a sympathy gig with an NBA team. They'll draft him
gross.
Just because he came out as a homo, right? Or yeah. he might be going for a position maybe in broadcasting, ESPN maybe.
I don't know who he is, but his number is not 42.
MSNBC?
He is, of course, but the homos want to have a hero.
Yeah.
But there are no homosexual heroes. It is perversion. It's filthy. It's evil.
What about Ernst Röhm? He's a homosexual hero.
How about Harvey Milk? You know, they celebrate this guy.
That's true.
He ran the homosexual high school in New York City. And he's
San Francisco.
It was named after him.
San Francisco, yeah,
right.
Harvey, anyway.
And, yeah, if you go to kgov.com/homo. And, Doug, these guys are advocates of pedophilia. So many of their leaders,
yeah.
So many. So,
well, this guy said, well, Doug, yeah. you're calling perverts, but what about the gay who lives next door to you? Is that who you are you including him in your accusation about perverts who
that's
want children?
Worse.
No kidding. If he lives next to me, that's even worse.
That is worse.
Anyway, Ernst Röhm was the founder of the Nazi SS.
Okay.
And he's a homosexual hero.
Oh, really?
Well,
even homosexual researchers are admitting what Christians have long documented,
yeah.
That the Nazis had loads of homosexuals.
Piles of them. Where do you think the brown shirt came from?
Well,
huh?
Doug, Harvey Milk, I said it wrong. I went to kgov.com/homo.
Yeah.
And it was the head of Damian Martin, who was the principal of New York's homosexual Harvey
yes.
Milk High School,
yes, 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 yes.
Who was quoted in a leading homosexual publication saying no child, meaning no boy,
mm-hmm.
has ever been hurt by sex with an adult.
Unbelievable. See, now, to me, you should be arrested. If you make a statement like that in public, you should be arrested.
Yeah, and Doug, and we've got so many quotes like that from homosexual leaders, heroes.
Mm-hmm.
But that turned out to be the principal of the Harvey Milk School. So,
reason number 678 to keep your kids out of the New
yeah.
York City schools.
All right, so that's not
All
a
right.
happy topic.
No, it's not. Maybe Jason Collins, not with a team right now, maybe he could apply for a job with Karl Rove's Super PAC now that he's come out as a homosexual.
Yeah.
I'm sure Carl could find room for
George
him.
George W.
That's
Bush
an inside
could hire
joke.
Him.
At the library.
At the library.
He could be the librarian. He could be the custodian.
He could be a perfect librarian.
All right, now let's get off of that, Bob. Real quick, have you heard of Yelp?
Yelp. Website. Yeah, you
look. Website. You go there. Yeah,
rate things.
Rate your restaurant. Right. Yeah. Rental car company.
Yeah, you.
They have a new feature. You can now go there and you can rate the facility in which you are incarcerated.
Oh, come on.
You can rate your jail on Yelp.
This I didn't know.
I'm not kidding. I wouldn't make it up.
I should go there.
That's right.
I should rate.
You could rate the Boulder County
a number
jail.
Of facilities. The Boulder County Jail should get 5 stars.
Is that right?
I mean, oak furniture, foosball. Yeah, of course, color TV. Everybody's got all the movies galore. But, Doug, the food. I mean, potatoes au gratin and stuffed peppers and
750 thread count sheets. It's unbelievable, the Boulder County Jail. Is that a high thread count? Because I'm not familiar.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, you could go on there. And you could also, Bob, did you not spend some time in the Jefferson County facility? Was it not up to the standards of Boulder County?
Jefferson County, no, it was not nearly as nice.
Okay.
I mean, you went on Outward Bound trips in Boulder County.
Oh, well, that
with llamas up in the foothills of the Rockies.
People pay money
to have. I did it all.
People pay money for that kind of guided tour.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll be hitting that website afterwards. Anyway, that's just to help to prove your axiom that it's no longer a justice system. Now it's just a system.
Yes.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
All right. So
We've got Obama still supporting the Tea Party.
The Tea Party?
Now, this shocks a lot of liberals, but we documented this 2 years ago.
That's right.
With Obama supporting the...
Because you know what a Tea Party member is. It's someone clinging to their guns and their religion.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. And so Obama supported the Libyan Tea Party, if you recall.
That's right.
These guys are shouting, Allahu Akbar.
And they have a Kalashnikov in their hand.
The Al-Qaeda flag.
That's right.
And they implement Sharia law wherever they go. They fly the Al-Qaeda flag everywhere. So now we've got the same thing in Syria. Now, you know, the Tea Party, you have different chapters.
Well, there's one in Libya now. There's one in Syria now.
The Syrian Tea Party, the New York Times did just a very straightforward reporting and saying, hey, guys, by the way, remember that the Syrian rebels, they're Al-Qaeda, basically, aligned with Al-Qaeda. They enforce Sharia law. Aleppo is the largest city in Syria.
Yeah.
And the city is controlled by Al-Qaeda rebel operatives.
Wow. You know what's blowing my mind?
No.
Is that Israeli intelligence has said that the Syrian government... Not Al-Qaeda, but Assad, that little rat-faced, that guy, right?
Yeah.
They say he crossed the red line. He used chemical weapons. It's as if the Israelis want us, the West,
to arm. I don't understand. It is confusing.
I think someone has lost their mind.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that the Jews want Al-Qaeda to take over Syria. I don't think that's in their long-term interest.
No.
I don't understand.
So it is rough when you have the enemy on both sides of a conflict that affects you.
Right. Yeah. That it's like the Russian front. There's no good guys to root for.
But Israel, they did have a treaty with Syria. And you know what I also don't understand? And this applies as much to Fox News as it does to Obama and everybody in between. It's this, that when they say that whether it's Gaddafi or Assad, that they're using weapons against their own people.
Uh-huh.
I don't quite get that, because these are your own people who are coming at you with machine guns.
That's right.
And so
I mean,
what would Obama do if some other Tea Party members
marched
on Washington with guns?
He would probably,
what would he do?
I imagine he would end up having to use weapons on his own people.
Use weapons against, of course he would. I mean,
and justifiably so, by the way, if they storm the White House with machine guns. I think he'd have every right to defend himself.
Well, self-defense.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't quite understand just the knee-jerk criticism of killing your own people when you have an insurgency that's coming at you with guns.
Yeah.
The normal, you know, self-defense maneuver is to fight back.
Yeah.
So I don't quite get that.
I always knew Assad was the problem, though. That guy, that little rat-faced weasel, you know he'd sell his mother into slavery.
You don't like that guy.
That guy's a weasel.
All right.
Anyway, but the Al-Qaeda guys who are kicking him out of power,
they could be way worse.
So it's very confusing to me.
So who knows, right? It is confusing. And so Obama has been supporting the Syrian Tea Party, supported the Libyan Tea Party. He supported the Egyptian Tea Party.
He sure did.
He's one of the leading Tea Party proponents.
You're right.
They cling to their guns and religion.
Yep, they do it.
I mean, he uses that against, what, Republicans here in this country, right?
Yeah.
Whereas he actually supports the lunatic, fringe, terrorist, Allahu Akbar shouting jihadists.
Who are literally clinging to their guns at that moment.
Religion.
Yeah, at the very moment.
And he supports them. It's just very peculiar.
The whole world is going crazy, Bob. It's going insane.
The mom bomb is obviously herself by the Bush Doctrine.
Yeah, she's a terrorist.
A terrorist. Now, remember the Bush Doctrine, and then there was the K-Gov Doctrine?
I remember the Bush Doctrine was, if you harbor a terrorist...
You are a terrorist.
You are a terrorist.
Right, so then he's giving money to... Yasser Arafat.
I remember that. That was sort of ironic.
And so we then introduced the K-Gov Doctrine.
Can't recall.
Which
exactly
was, if you are a terrorist, you are a terrorist. Because not, Bush missed that part.
Not to put
said, if you if you harbor a terrorist, you are a terrorist. That's a great point. But he missed the point of, if you are a terrorist, you are a terrorist.
Hello, George. And it turns out that the flying Tsarnaev brother's mom is a terrorist.
Yeah.
And she's definitely a terrorist sympathizer. She may be a terrorist. They were going to come here, but they've canceled their trip suddenly. They were going to come and claim their son's body.
Yeah.
Mom and dad there.
So, so our laws are not quite right because when Russia tells us, look, this guy seems to be a terrorist.
Yeah. Look into this guy.
Operative. And so we look in a little bit and then we say, well, that's all we can do. I mean, I could do a Google alert and get information on somebody when they do something.
Yeah.
So our laws are too freaked out. But the people who hated the Patriot Act and who are upset that the FBI didn't stop this guy,
yes,
right, they're contradicting themselves.
Yeah.
Because the Patriot Act is the kind of policy that allows us to continue to look at people who are suspected of terrorism.
Right. But I think Barry and the crew up there, the executive branch now, they're not communicating as well between the intelligence communities and the FBI as perhaps they were under
And that's what, remember the whole 9/11 commission, which was one of the commissioners was
happened to be
the author of the memo who said, by the way, we're not going to share information because we don't want to infringe on people's privacy rights. So if we think somebody's a terrorist, we're not going to tell the FBI.
Yeah.
And so
she wrote that memo.
So and she helped to write the 9/11 commission report.
So you wonder why people find it very easy to start drawing conspiracies out of everywhere when the woman who wrote the memo is now on the board
It's like Barney Frank being upset about the housing crisis. It's just all so insane.
Oh.
Speaking of Collins, did he ever work for Frank?
Let's see here. Celtics, another team. I'm not sure. No, not Barney Frank as far as we know.
All right.
I'm reviewing it now.
Yes.
Celtics and Washington Wizards.
Oh, I didn't know that. After the government bought 1.5 billion bullets.
Hey, did I tell you? I think I got to the bottom of that.
Their name to the Wizards.
I think I solved the whole bullet.
Conspiratorially, that's worse.
Yes.
It's worse to be a wizard than a bullet.
But I think I know why the government is allegedly buying all these bullets.
Why?
It's just basic garden variety fraud. Somebody's skimming. They don't actually have those bullets. So-and-so's brother-in-law got the contract. He got the check. No bullets were delivered. Right. It's just graft. Freak out.
Now, that's far more plausible than they're planning all-out war against the populace of the country.
Yeah.
They would need a lot of bullets for that because there are a lot of guns.
Well, there's a lot here
in this country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be quite insane.
I mean, Texas alone could arm half of the European Union.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Bob, I want to go to briefly, I want to thank again, and it seems like this happens about every 6 months. We have to thank Lila Rose and her group Live Action for the work they're doing exposing
Gosnell is not the only murderer in the abortion industry. In fact, they're all murderers.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
That Gosnell trial, that is just exposing another day in the life of the abortion industry. It's nothing that spectacular and horrifying.
It's what happens every abortionist day. Is Gosnell.
Absolutely.
Gosnell is every abortionist. You know, the pro-aborts, Doug, missed a golden opportunity to achieve their wicked ends because they could have come out in unison and hung this guy because their stated position is that life begins outside of the womb. That's why abortion is okay. But they didn't.
Wow.
Exposing really their corrupt, dark hearts.
So
because their claim position is not their real position.
You're right. They could have.
Their real position, which Lila Rose has just exposed with this video, which is Gosnell's position, which is the Journal of Medical Ethics position, the New York Times major article, Discover magazine, that, hey, killing children after they're born is really not all that bad. It should even be legal.
That's right. That's their real position.
Yeah, their real position is killing kids.
Yeah,
killing
that's what it's innocent. All about. Butchering innocent children.
Rebellion against God is their real position.
Well, Lila went undercover in New York City.
She's great.
And, by the way, in New York City, Governor Andrew Cuomo is about to bring out a new bill that will guarantee a woman's right to an abortion after 24 weeks of pregnancy. Right now, it's allegedly illegal in New York to kill your child after the 24th week, allegedly. But they're going to now Andrew Cuomo, his son, they want to legalize abortion after 24 weeks. And I don't next year, it'll probably be your kid could be 24 weeks old and they'll have that bill. But it's ironic that Governor Cuomo is coming out with a bill to expand abortion in New York on the same day that Lila Rose's videos are released, where she has a pregnant woman posing as a patient. Asked a clinic worker what happens if the baby they give them what's called a laminaria
seaweed.
To dilate the woman so that they can go in and kill the baby. That's what they do the day before.
Later term abortion.
So the woman asks what happens if the baby accidentally comes out at home. And the clinic worker says if it comes out, it comes out. Flush it. Flush it.
So Lila Rose, with her undercover video,
she
has been exposing these murderers for years now and doing a brilliant job. You know, New York, they're one of the – Doug, it wasn't the Supreme Court that launched the abortion holocaust. 19 states before Roe v. Wade, they began decriminalizing child killing. Started in Mississippi in 1966. If the father's a criminal, kill the baby.
Yeah.
And we list, American Right to Life lists all these 19 states, including New York, which allowed, you know, elective abortions.
Uh-huh.
All abortion is elective. Elective abortion on demand through 6 months. That was before Roe.
Wow.
Before Roe. So what is New York trying to do now?
Now they want to make it legal to kill a baby after that 6 month.
Yeah, because once you've been killing kids for that long,
you probably lose the
thrill.
Yeah.
It's it's like a gateway drug.
Yeah.
Start, and then you need something more exciting.
There can be no limitation. That's why, Bob, I believe Kermit Gosnell will not be convicted. I believe he cannot be.
Well, if there is someone on the jury that killed their own child, you're not going to have a... You know,
it's going to be very difficult to get 12 jurors to agree to convict this guy of murder for something that,
I think
enough people on the jury believe it's just fine.
Well, a Philadelphia journalist whose name is not known, but on good account, who describes himself as a lifelong liberal and pro-abort, pro-choice, who sat through the trial, said that he is no longer able to defend abortion.
Wow. Maybe I'm too jaded. Maybe this would break the heart of even the hardest core pro-abort, post-abortive.
But we'll have to. I mean, that journalist will have to come out publicly.
Well, if Kermit Gosnell is convicted, which I predict he will not be, if he is, that could be the first card to be pulled out of the base of the foundation of the House of Cards.
Because
that is legal
the pro-life, you know, the pro-aborts, they missed their golden opportunity to come out in unison and hang the guy.
They should, yeah.
Because that's because they have a soft spot in their heart for people who get rid of unwanted kids.
So in their bloodlust.
Yeah, in Florida.
They can't help themselves.
Planned Parenthood, the testimony that was given just weeks ago.
Right, right.
Well, how about if the child is not killed by the abortion? Mm. Then what? And this Planned Parenthood representative giving testimony to the legislature says, well, I can't answer that.
Yeah.
You can. In other words, she wants the abortionist to do like Gosnell did, have the ability to kill those kids.
Yeah, it's between the mother and
you
the doctor at that point.
You can't answer it. You yeah. can't answer it.
Yeah.
So they're all child killers, as we've been saying on this show since 1991. Doug, we went on the air April 1991.
Wow, congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you. So
that's great.
So that's 22 years ago.
Awesome.
22 years we've been broadcasting this month. And oh, and by the way, this is
speaking the truth for over 20 years.
Not related to anything, but I became a believer, a Christian in 1973 in September.
1973.
Yeah, so September.
That's 40 years 2013 ago. Coming up on 40 years.
Will be 40 years.
I'll praise
be 40
the Lord.
Years old in the body.
Wow, that's great.
A lot older out of the body.
Hey, that's, you know, God called a lot of important people to do important things after 40 years.
40, Moses.
Yeah, Moses.
40 years. Yeah. Hey, that's encouraging.
Yeah, so your biggest gig may be yet to come.
Wow, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's true for all of us.
Yeah, our best days right? are ahead of us in yeah. Christ.
All right. Okay, so Doug, we're about out of time, but the bomb mom... yeah. She canceled her trip here, but she's
currently hiding.
You know,
from
she's a suspect.
She's hiding from Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
So he knows what to do with the Chechen rebels.
Yeah. And so the FBI should have been able to continue to monitor this guy.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, we have a lot of dysfunctional people who will contradict themselves within the same sentence
yeah.
because they're frustrated. And so they think the things that they rave about
yeah.
online and to friends don't matter. Well, it mm. does matter.
Yeah.
The more conservative Christians who rave about contradictory things, who contradict themselves, they erode their own credibility.
And hence the credibility of the entire Christian community.
Right.
But, you know, and you don't want
right.
to do that.
Right.
Because so, Jesus yeah. Christ is the only hope.
Yes.
For all of mankind, for all the problems we talk about every day, there yeah. is one answer.
Yeah.
And that is if people would repent and turn to Jesus Christ.
Yes. And by the way, if you need a petition for the Brady Amendment, you could call us here at Bob Benyard Live or call Colorado Right to Life. Just go to coloradorighttolife.org and you could get a petition. So we need to, we'll be talking about that more this week. Hey, may God bless you.
And Lila Rose.